Down to Business on Newstalk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, helping you deal with the business of Brexit.
Junior Einstein Science Club was founded by Tracy Jane Cassidy, and she joins me now, as does one of our franchisees, James Murtagh, who's in the Westmead region of a franchise of the club. And I should tell listeners that I attempted to do a science experiment yesterday with Tracy Jane and James, but it fell apart due to some technical issues. More of that and on, but I'm delighted to rejoin them and talk to them this morning. We'll start with you, Tracy Jane. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Bobby. Thank you for inviting us on today.
Now, tell us a little bit about the Junior Einsteins Club, how you founded it, why, and how it actually works.
So Junior Einsteins was founded by me. I'm a mum, I'm a scientist, and I had lived abroad for years. I came back to Ireland and realised my children weren't doing enough hands-on science. So, you know, when there's a gap in the market there, when there's a problem, you know, the best way to find a solution is probably to do it yourself. So I started doing local science clubs, and even, you know, within weeks it was in demand. So that's how Junior Einsteins was born. What we do is our core value is to inspire the children's natural curiosity and creativity, their imagination, to encourage a love of science and learning, hoping these children will actually choose science at secondary and then third level, because we focus on our primary school children. These are our Junior Einsteins, and they discover this love of science through the interactive fun, the mess, lots of making mistakes, failing, and learning to embrace that and learn from that. We do fossils, forensics, anatomy, rockets, explosions, slime, potions, whatever you can think of.
Even the very mention of things like potions, explosions, forensics, you know, they sound like fun.
They're loads of fun. And actually, although we do our after school clubs, our Saturday clubs, our birthday parties, science camps, corporate events, family events and festivals, what we have found is that although we're targeting the science to the primary school age group, once we're explaining it at the simplest level, you can explain something well. The grandparents, the parents, the teens, everybody gets involved and everyone really, really enjoys it.
Yeah. Now, you decided to go the franchising route to grow the business. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So obviously we can't talk about that without mentioning the challenges of COVID lately. But I must say that we started our first franchise in County Louth with the amazing Maureen Hoey in November 2019. And we've grown then into five franchise territories.
Right.
Including last August, we took one of our franchisees took on Westmeath. He already had Meath, that's James. And we also moved into Northwest London with our first franchise in the UK there. They've all been so enthusiastic, so brilliant, so hardworking, enthusiastic. They've had to adapt and pivot and be creative as well. We had, you know, more franchisees about to come on board when, you know, we actually couldn't even do the training with them.
Yeah.
We couldn't even meet them because of COVID. So we've decided to put
that
on ice.
Let's talk to James Murtagh. He's the Meath and Westmeath franchisee for the Junior Einstein Science Club. You're welcome, James. How are you?
Hi, Bobby. Thanks for having me on.
Now, I should, as I said to listeners earlier, we did do an experiment yesterday which went badly wrong, but not on the basis of one would expect. The line was terrible, so we effectively had to abandon it. But I did make some slime in my own kitchen using corn flour and yellow food colouring. And I think there's still some of it around the kitchen today. So tell our listeners a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, so yesterday on Zoom, we decided to make some slime. So your listeners might know it as Oobleck slime. So it's basically a very fun, hands-on, interactive experiment where children actually learn about Newton's law of viscosity and how this non-Newtonian fluid slime actually defies that law. So we were punching the slime. So the whole idea is that we make the slime. It's an easy experiment that we can do at home. We punch the slime and we're demonstrating the application of force and how it changes a liquid or a fluid's viscosity, which is basically the runniness of the fluid. So when you were punching the slime, it was turning solid. And when you applied a smaller amount of pressure turned to a liquid. So you were probably cleaning up for a while after. I was too. I was cleaning slime off the laptop, but that's part of the fun of it all.
And the subtlety, though, of having fun while, you know, teaching somebody Newton's theory of relativity, but it's all very subtle. They don't know they're learning that.
Yeah, exactly. So like the lots of experiments, including the slime, they're actually learning a lot of science. So we would explain the science behind it the same as like to a 9-year-old as you would to an 80 or a 90-year-old. So it's primary kind of science, and it's all about relating it to kids' lives as well. So all of our experiments are very hands-on and getting the kids involved. So as Tracy said, with the forensics and the paleontology experiments, it's the same approach. We're unique in our hands-on approach, and children learn a lot of science when they're doing these hands-on fun activities.
Yeah. Maybe last word to you, Tracy Jane, just is there a potential opportunity now for the business, given the amount of homeschooling that's happening? Maybe parents would see this as a kind of a nice diversion from the science books.
Absolutely. Well, I think the nice thing about Junior Einsteins is that we did have to fly quickly to go online to fulfill all of our after school science clubs with the children in schools around Ireland. So we did go online quickly, and we do have an online subscription. We're doing virtual science parties. We're doing a lot of virtual science events with county councils and libraries across the country. And we're keeping the flag of Junior Einsteins flying. I've been speaking in the United Nations in February at the International Women and Girls in Science Day, talking about getting more girls involved in science to encourage them into the STEM subjects later. And we're doing a lot of online work with the United Nations, bringing science webinars to girls globally. But at Junior Einsteins, we're all about equality. So boys too, of course.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's a great business. And again, I can feel your energy. And as I say, I enjoyed doing the experiment with you yesterday, James. So we wish you both well. That's James Murtha. He's a franchisee for Junior Einstein Science Club and the founder of the same business, Tracy Jane Cassidy. Thank you for joining us.